Good evening. I'm Jessica Murphy, your moderator for tonight's telephone town hall. Welcome to this live event, and thank you for taking the time to join us this evening. Tonight, Senator Vincent Hughes of the 7th Senatorial District will take your calls as he and experts discuss important information about the upcoming November election and how we can all take action against current attacks on access to voting. Senator Hughes will be joined by the president and founder of the Transformative Justice Coalition, Barbara Arnwein, the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Commissioners, Jamila Winder, and Philadelphia City Commissioner Omar Sabir. If you have a question and would like to join the conversation tonight, please press star 3 on your keypad. Again, press star 3 to ask a question to Senator Hughes and our guests. And now, without any further delay, let me welcome State Senator Vincent Hughes.
Thanks, Jessica, and thanks to everybody. This is Senator Hughes. Welcome to the telephone town hall. For everyone in the 7th Senatorial District, I'd like to thank all of you who are taking your time out of your busy schedule for participating on this call. Whether you ask a question or just prefer to listen to the conversation, I appreciate sincerely your engagement. If you'd like to ask a question at any time during tonight's conversation, press star 3 on your phone. Again, press star 3 on your phone if you'd like to ask a question. And, of course, the principal focus for tonight's conversation is around voting, access to voting, what to do in order to vote. And given a Supreme Court decision today, this is more timely than I think any one of us would have imagined. We're going to have some conversation about that. We've got both chairs of our commissioners on the call this evening, Chair Winder, Chair Sabir, in Philadelphia, Chair Winder over there in great old Montgomery County. And we've got Barbara Arnwein, the founder and CEO, the president and founder of the Transformative Justice Coalition, is on the call with us this evening. She is one of America's leading voting rights attorneys and activists, very well respected, and someone who we always turn to help us understand exactly what is going on with respect to voting and how we need to organize ourselves and how we need to prepare ourselves. So why don't we start? I'm going to adjust the schedule and the format, the run of show, if you will, just a little bit, given that this Supreme Court decision on voting just came out not too long ago. And we're going to start off with Barbara Arnwein to do her best to apparently what is a relatively confusing Supreme Court decision, and to try to break it down for the good folks in the neighborhoods and the communities of the 7th Senatorial District to understand, to pick it up, and always a plan of action, and then we'll turn it over to our two chairs for our two commissions after Barbara speaks. Barbara, thanks for joining us on our telephone town hall. Appreciate you, and you know how we love you so very much. Tell us what is going on with the Supreme Court in this decision.
Well, the court continues to disgrace itself by issuing really badly reasoned and poorly written cases that are adverse to the voting rights of American people. We have all been talking about the Louisiana versus Calais case, which was horrible, a very terrible decision that has resulted already in 3 majority African American districts being eliminated. Well, today, I guess they felt they hadn't done enough. Today, they issued a response to Trump's emergency appeal. He applied for an emergency order of approval to allow his executive order 14399, which is on elections, to proceed. Now, everybody listening, understand understand one thing, that constitutionally, the President of the United States has no authority under the Constitution to do anything about elections. The Constitution is absolutely, explicitly clear that only the states and only the Congress can regulate any elections. The states, all elections, the Congress, federal elections. The President has no authority within that regimen. However, today the court issued an opinion that allowed his executive order that does affect elections to proceed, which is bizarre, but anyway. And what they basically did is that they lifted the injunction that the Massachusetts court issued in the case of Legal Women Voters of Massachusetts versus Trump. And they lifted that injunction, which the court had issued because of this lack of presidential authority, because of this lack of agency authority, and it said that they cannot do two things. One is compel states to give them a specific list of people who it believes are eligible to vote. And in the states, some 30 states have said, no way we're going to do this. There have been all these court battles. 23 of these 30 states have gone to court and have gotten orders saying, no, you cannot compel us to give up our voter databases. But this is a backhanded way of trying to get the same thing. But worse, everybody. How many of you have voted by mail? If you have voted by mail, today's decision is troubling because what it's telling you is that the USPS under this executive order is authorized by the president to not mail any ballots, no matter if you put it in the mailbox. They are not allowed to mail that ballot to your election board unless they have this list that tells them who are, quote, eligible voters. It also requires that the ballot that the state uses has to include a trackable code that the Department of Homeland Security can use to track your ballot. And if that code's not on there, they will not forward the ballot, meaning they tear your ballot up, people. They destroy it. It no longer exists. It's considered an illegal measure. You can't have a ballot. This is horrible. Since when does the USPS decide who gets the vote? That's why you have an election board. So this is an absolute violation of everything we ever knew about voting. Now, remember, I started by saying that the court says this is provisional. We shall see, because all I can say is that there will be further legal battles over this. I do expect us to win ultimately. Probably they just wanted to give him some feeling of some victory, but there's no way that they can do this because even in today's decisions, they don't explain any legal authority of the president. They just said they're going to wait and see, what develops in this arena before they make a final decision. People, if you vote by mail, you have to take every precaution possible. You need to, and I'm going to let Commissioner Sevier talk about what you should do in Pennsylvania. But obviously this is a nationwide problem and we are extremely disturbed by this ruling by the Supreme Court. They should never have taken this matter up. They should never have issued a bad decision that doesn't even explain what they're doing and talk about, well, they'll make a better decision in the future. None of this makes sense. This is the Roberts 6 majority. It continues to be a disgrace to the legacy which has been bad when it comes to racial matters of the Supreme Court, but this ruling affects all voters. Remember, and the last thing I'm going to say, is that 45 million Americans voted by mail in 2024. I'm through.
That's an important setup, Barbara, and is really helpful as we go into, because I know you and your team need additional time to go through all of the details of the order and do your analysis of it, because it literally just came out, if I have my timing correctly, in the last couple of hours.
Yes,
and so,
it came out at 5 o'clock, yes.
So an hour and 15 minutes ago. Okay, so this call is timely, very important that we have. You all need more time to kind of review the details of it. It sounds like as the analysis continues and the appeals and further litigation continues, it sounds as if, and this is where I'm going to move to Commissioner Winder and Commissioner Sabir, it sounds as if the whole emphasis on voting in some of these voting centers that both Montgomery County and Philadelphia County have established becomes even more important because it allows you to vote early, vote right there at the center, and you don't have to trust that vote to the United States Post Office. But that's what it sounds like. I'll wait for my local experts to kind of weigh in on that. Commissioner Winder, Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Commissioners, thanks for joining us on this telephone town hall. Give us some ideas, some thoughts, feedback that you have about what occurred today.
Thank you, Senator Hughes, for having me. Always good to be talking about elections and making sure that everyone has access to voting in Montgomery County. You know, we're still digesting the executive order. The Supreme Court's ruling this afternoon. We're digesting it, right? I'm in shock here. And a couple points that I want to make is this is not the Supreme Court saying the executive order is legal. It's just that it will not stop it at this stage in the case. And so we fully expect that there will be instant litigation on which would delay any implementation of the executive order. So there's still hope in that. We saw that our governor put out a statement just recently. But the point that I want to make clear here is, you know, regardless, in our county, in Montgomery, and I'm sure Commissioner Sabir would say the same thing, we will ensure your vote is counted in a safe and secure manner, and we're committed to ensuring voting options are available for all who are eligible to vote as required by PA law. So what that means is, and we can talk a little bit about some of what we're doing to expand access to voting, we don't have centers like Philadelphia has, but we have satellite offices. What I would encourage is kind of once the mail-in ballots hit mailboxes, that voters don't sit on that mail-in ballot, you know, fill it out right away and use our drop boxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have 18 mm-hmm. drop boxes across the county that are open 24/7. And so I would encourage people, you know, given what we've heard in the last hour or so, to fill out their ballot as soon as they get it and use one of our 18 drop boxes to return their ballot.
I want to thank Commissioner Winer for starting us off on the local perspective on how to deal with this. The drop boxes, the 18 drop boxes throughout Montgomery County, and of course, in the 7th Senatorial District, we represent Conshohocken and White Marsh, which are two strong voting communities. Folks in Conshohocken and folks in White Marsh like to vote, and that's a good thing. So the idea of utilizing the drop boxes once you receive your vote by mail ballot seems to be a very, very, very strong a message to communicate, notwithstanding whatever decisions may come down the pike, all right, in this whole litigation. Let me ask this question before I turn it over to Commissioner Sabir. I know Montgomery County has a robust voter registration program. Do you anticipate that voter registration effort ramping up possibly even more? Because clearly the way to defeat these shenanigans, and I'm being oh so polite, clearly the way to beat these shenanigans is to vote at overwhelming numbers, so that your freedom and your right to vote can't be stolen away from you. Do you anticipate a much more robust voter registration program in Marco?
Well, what I would say is we have been committed to driving, you know, more opportunities for people to understand how to register to vote and be engaged. But certainly, to your point, we want to encourage people, you know, to register to vote in advance of the deadline on October 19th. Sure. And I think, you know, a few things that we are doing to just expand access and build awareness about voting in Montgomery County is, you know that, and some know that we launched our voter van, which travels to college campuses, senior living communities, community days. And so that van will be traveling in the county in the lead up, to October 19th. We certainly are working with a number of organizations to kind of be out in front as a board of elections and talking to various stakeholder groups about getting involved, registering to vote. For example, we had our Black Business and Author Expo this past weekend at the Expo Center in Oaks, and voter registration was a key pillar of that event. And so we are committed as a county to expanding access, and so we're going to be working as a team over the lead up to October 19th to ensure that we encourage people that are eligible to vote to make sure they're registered to vote, especially now.
Very important point, and I forgot about the van, so please excuse me, Commissioner Winder, for forgetting about the voting van. But that is an important tool dealing with education and accessibility. And you know, from my vantage point, and I don't mean to be repetitive, but my vantage point is we've got to vote at record numbers to make sure that people understand how important our freedom and our right to vote is, as these folks work so hard to try to deny it and try to steal it and try to take it away. Thank you, Commissioner Wine, as the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Commissioners. Don't go anywhere. Hang on with us as long as you can. I know you got a lot of other stuff you got to tend to. Commissioner Sabir, chair of the Philadelphia Commissioners, thanks for joining us. And remember, folks, press *3 on your phone. Press *3 on your phone. And before I go to Commissioner Sabir, I am just going to encourage whatever organization that is a voting rights organization that you think you need to join, you think you need to participate, you certainly need to be listened to, please do that immediately. Please do that immediately. We've talked about this over and over and over again, about this creeping effort to steal the right to vote, to deny people access to the ballot, to deny our freedom to vote. We've talked about it over and over again. Now, again, the threat is real, it's imminent, and it's certainly, because of the confusion that has occurred, has the potential to dissuade or folks from voting. It's just too confusing. I don't know what's going on. I'm not even going to participate. Do not do that. Join. Participate. Mobilize. No matter where you may be, find some group, some organization, some entity, local, statewide, national, to get involved, that is involved in voting. Be a part of that. Be a part of that. Commissioner Sabir, Mr. Chairman, thank you for joining us on our telephone town hall. You're familiar with these. You've been a part of these for quite some time. Tell us what your perception is, and if the folks in the city of Philadelphia, have had the opportunity to digest any of the substance of the decision by the United States Supreme Court.
Sure. You know, thanks for having me, Senator Hughes, and as always, It's always an honor to be on these town halls. As you know, as a former staffer, you know, helping put this together. I'm pretty sure you're probably sitting inside the office right now. I don't know if you're sitting in the office doing these things. I know what it is. But again, as always, like to always give a major shout out to your staff, because I know they work in putting everything together, the Harrisburg crew and the Philadelphia crew. But I think right now, Senator, I mean, we just had a point right now where people are punching us in the mouth right now. And I think the idea is, are we going to punch back and are we going to fight back? And if we allow democracy to die on our watch, that'd be a slap in the face for all the people who marched across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, the Octavius Caddo, the Fannie Lou Hamers, all the people that came before us, that gave all of this right. This is what it's about right here, right now. And so we're calling on us to take an unprecedented sort of response to this. And this response to people maybe listening right now, they think, well, I can't march right now. I can't really do so much right now. You know, if you're on this town hall, that means you can call right now. And you need to call the United States Senators, right? You need to call our congresspeople, right? We need to make some noise about these things and really just ask a simple fundamental question, right? Because if we've been taxpaying citizens our whole entire life, right, why are we making it harder for us to vote? And I want to simplify it like that, because I agree everything what Jamila said, everything what the lawyer said. It has to be something that's dug deep down inside of our heart and our soul that sort of has to sort of, like, you know, practice. And it's practicing right now is just to vote, no matter what obstacle they want to put in front of us, whether it's dogs, whether it's water hoses, whether it's loss of life, whatever it is, we're not going to let those obstacles stop us. And so something like this, we definitely can get around it. You know, we kind of was anticipating some of this foolishness. You know, so we expanded. You know, we're going to have at least five additional new drop boxes in the city of Philadelphia, in addition to the satellite election offices. So we want people to use it. We want to have more than enough time to cast our ballot, whether you want to do it the satellite way or you want to do it the old-fashioned way and go out and press that button. But there still will be an opportunity for us to do this. And what I'm asking everyone, that if we don't do this, this is just the first step. If we don't come out, like the Senator said, in record numbers, who knows what can happen next? Because the basis of a democracy is us participating in voting. So we're calling everyone, historic numbers. That's what we need. And I can't do this. Can't do it by myself. Senator can't do it by myself. So I'm asking everybody, you know, will you help me? Will you help us have the highest voter turnout in history? Philadelphia elections, Monaco elections, across our country. We need that response so that we, the American citizens, have the accountability we deserve.
That's Commissioner Sevier, the chair of the Philadelphia City Commissioners. Commissioner Sevier, give everybody the website here locally so they can find out where the voting centers are and ask any other question and get answers to those questions. What's the website in Philadelphia, sir?
Okay, so our website is vote.philla.gov, and all of our social media platforms is at Philly Vote. So that's on Instagram, that's on Facebook, it's at the hat sign Philly, P-H-I-L-L-Y, Philly Votes. And when you go there, you can find out all of our locations, and our locations are open right now. So we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Tomorrow. So if you want more information, if you have any concerns, if you want to check your voter registration, if you want to, you know, apply, or you want to get more information, we'll have someone there for you in person. And we have one in each councilmatic district in addition to City Hall. So we are open to service you.
And that's 11 locations all 11 across locations. The city. All across the city. Commissioner Winder, Chair Winder, what's the best website in Monco for folks to utilize?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. It's MoncoVotes.com, and so people can see everything they need in order to register to vote, get details about the general election, Dropbox locations. There's even an interactive map, and so MoncoVotes.com is where you can get all the information that you need about our elections in Monco.
There you go. And folks, you can also reach out to our office, SenatorHughes.com, and we will answer directly or get you connected to the right people. Barbara, before we open it up for questions, I know notwithstanding the court decision today, I know you are proud as you can be about how these two young voting titans are doing their work in these local communities, voting locations, mobile voting vans, all that kind of good stuff. That's good. That's good trouble. You know what I mean? That's good trouble right here. All right. That's very good trouble. Very, very good trouble that these two young titans are doing in terms of voting and making sure people get access to the ballot. All right, folks, press *3 on your phone if you want to get a question. We're going to try to get to some of these questions. Jessica, please, who's up first?
First we have Gloria from Manayunk. Gloria, you're live.
Okay, you know what? I really don't have a question, Vincent. My thing is this. I think most people will out. I'm at 22nd of Market Street, do the senior program there every month, and we start in the back in September. My thing is that more people got to get it out and recognize what's going on with these people. It's not only Trump, but you got to look at the Supreme Court also. There's six people on the Supreme Court, the ones that he put in there, Roberts and Thomas and DeLito, whatever his name is, okay? There's six people on that Supreme Court. These people vote every time for Trump, every time. And I don't think people realize, I know they're going down, but they need to go further down. And they need term limits on them. Because this right here with this stuff with Trump, we're not going to win unless we do get out there like the beer was saying. We all have to get out there. We get on the phone. We can't walk. We get on the phone and do the best we can. Because this thing with Trump is crazy, and he is going to try to take this election. Definitely is. So we all got to get out there. And I don't mail in. I go vote in person in Mania. So
go.
I'm just
there
saying that's what we're going to have to do. Yes. And we need all.
I think we may have lost four. We got everybody else, Jessica?
I'm just saying. This is what's going on.
Okay.
This is what's going on. Well, I'm just saying this is what's going on, and I see it because I be out there and I see what's going on. And people, I mean, I know a lot of people are not paying attention, but a lot of people are paying attention. But they got to look at that Supreme Court along with Trump.
Let me say this, Gloria. Gloria, thank you for calling in. Barbara, I'll turn it over to you for a second. But I think as I switch it over to you, Barbara, I think Gloria's outraged. I think there are a lot of people across the country who are outraged. There are a lot of people across Philly, a lot of people across Pennsylvania. I really think it's time that all of us take individual action in some way, shape, or form to express our outrage, and certainly get connected with folks who are doing the good work. But Barbara, you talk to people all over the country. What are you hearing?
Well, first of all, thank you, Gloria. Thank you so much. And thank you, Senator Hughes, again for having me. Supreme Court reform has to be number one on any agenda. We cannot have a Supreme Court that has been as abusive and corrupt. Let me be very clear. Taking all these billionaire monies and then voting the way they want it in cases. Come on, this unethical behavior, this corruption within the court makes it clear that having lifelong tenure doesn't make them better, it makes them worse. So having term limits is an imperative. We gotta, you know, do more than have term limits. We gotta, you know, make sure that this Supreme Court is responsive to the people. I also wanted to point out to everybody, when you heard us talking about mail-in ballots, who voted by mail on Tuesday of last week? Who?
Trump.
His name was Donald J. Trump. He voted by mail himself, folks. He wants what's good for him not to be available for anybody else. This is nothing but governmental interference. When you read this case, please look at the dissent. If they talk about how outrageous this decision is, it just shows that this court is out of touch, but it's only in touch with whatever the president wants. My hope is that tomorrow somebody will go to the Massachusetts court again and have that court issue an injunction against the USPS rule that was issued on Friday. Send it back to these folks at the Supreme Court. Make them rule quickly. You know, Justice Jackson is correct that all this decision does is create more confusion, more chaos. But what we got to do is bring the order. How do we bring the order? Folks, in addition to all the wonderful things, you're so blessed to have your commissioners who are on it and talking about the drop boxes. In addition, we need everybody to deputize themselves, to say, you know, when you look in that mirror, I am a voting rights warrior. And what you want to do is get out there and make sure that you're giving rise to the polls for people who need rights. Some 25% of people say they don't vote because they can't get a ride to the polls. You know, take them to the drop box if they got an absentee ballot. Help people get those ballots, you know. People can't do this by themselves. They need help. They need assistance. We want to make sure that the churches are preaching from the pulpit every Sunday, every time there's a meeting, Wednesday prayer meeting. Make sure people understand the criticality of not only registering to vote on time, but the criticality of making sure that they know how to vote. And that they're using the best methodologies available to do so. We, the Transformative Justice Coalition, we're happy to say that we will be coming through Philadelphia. We will be coming through Pittsburgh and other places on our John Lewis Good Trouble Lives On bus. And we will be, you know, supporting, everything we can to make people aware and anxious to get out to vote. And I just want to say there's just no way that you should ever feel that you don't have a role here. You know how to call your friends, tell them it's time to vote. You know how to call your friends, make sure that they're voting. You know how to make sure your pastor is speaking from the pulpit so everybody hears. Come on, we can do these things, people. Let's do it. Let's defeat this madness. And let's take back control of our government, so that we can protect all of America's voters.
Barbara, what's the website for the Transformative Justice Coalition?
Thank you. It's tjcoalition.org. tjcoalition.org. We can't wait to be working with everyone across the country, but specifically in Philadelphia, and in Pennsylvania to make sure that the voters are able to vote. We say to Trump, too bad you don't want us to vote, but we're going to vote like you've never seen. You just watch.
There you go. That's the right response. That's the right response. Before we go to the next call, just urging folks, wherever you may be, wherever you may be locally, whether you're in the mosque, whether you're in the synagogue, whether you're in the church, whether you're in the neighborhood, whether you're in the community, whether you Divine Nine, a block captain, committee person, wherever you may be, these folks are available. The folks we have on the call are available to help register folks to vote, help explain the process on the ground, and also help interpret what is happening in the court, in the Congress, and in the White House. All of these folks that we have on the call are always available to try to help you figure this stuff out going forward. All right? Just arm yourself and do the good work. Get into good trouble in terms of registering people to vote, educating people about the importance of voting, and making sure folks understand that these individuals who are doing this madness are trying to steal your freedom, steal your right to vote. And the best way to respond is to participate in overwhelming numbers. Jessica, I know we're talking a lot, but we got a lot to say. Who's our next caller?
Next, we have Rashid from Overbrook. Rashid, you're live.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I just got a quick question. With all this going on, with the post office taking people's ballots now, do we have to worry about an attack on the drop boxes next?
Commissioner Sevier, you got anything you want to add to that one?
We're adding more drop boxes. So, we're adding 5 additional more, and it could be actually be 10, but, for this election cycle, we're putting up 5 additional ones in each one of our satellite offices have them. So, total, I think we're going to get close to about 40 or so drop boxes. So, they'll be all across City of Philadelphia. And again, brother, on my watch, brother, democracy will not die. So, let's take advantage of things that we have more drop boxes, so let's use them. And again, people come to our locations, those 11 locations, it takes us less than 5 minutes, and we'll have more time. The ballots should be ready, I'm thinking maybe like beginning of October, maybe like end of September. So we'll have, more time to actually, do the process. So, again, I think it's like, it's up to us, just whether or not we're going to do it or not, but we have more access than we ever had. And for the people that can't do the voting things like satellites and all that, guess what, man? You can still come in person, because 8 out of 10 people didn't vote in the primary. So the reality is we got to wake ourselves up and make this thing happen.
Good response. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Danielle from Germantown. Danielle, you're live.
Hey, Danielle.
We might have lost Danielle.
Danielle?
Yes, hi, good evening.
Hey, go ahead, Danielle. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So getting out numbers is super important, but it's also really critical to remember our neighbors with disabilities, with mobility issues. And so I just want to ask whether or not this issue is being considered a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Barbara, you're the lawyer.
Well, absolutely. That's been one of the arguments that people have been making. You got to understand that one of the things people miss about some of the policies of this administration is that their policies are very adverse to people with disabilities. In fact, they've been doing horrific things, and that's a whole other, town hall about what they've done to dismantle the rights of those who have a disability. And in fact, in the what's called the Seventh Circuit, I mean the Eighth Circuit. In the Eighth Circuit, seven states no longer are able to have any cases brought challenging discrimination on the basis of disabilities. I'm serious. Under the Voting Rights Act. So this is a very serious time of this kind of eugenics, you know, hatred of people, you know, have disabilities. So I really appreciate your question. It is critical. You're right. There are millions of people who literally cannot, are not mobile enough to go to a, you know, go to a mailbox, a drop box. So we got to always be thinking about how do we, that's why those mobile voter centers are so good. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a good question.
And Senator Hughes. Commissioner Lady first.
Go ahead.
I just want to make a personal comment from the caller from Germantown. There are so many friends and neighbors across both of our counties that find themselves not able to get to a polling place, not able to take their ballot to a drop box. And I'll tell you personally, I had two disabled parents at the same time. I lost both my mother and father over the last couple of years, and they wanted to vote. And we made sure that we had the designated agent form so that we could get their mail-in ballot to a drop box. So it is so critical, like innocent people that have voted for decades that for one reason or another cannot get out to take their ballot to the mailbox. I think this is an attack on those folks as well, and we have to amplify that.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Commissioner.
Sure, and I also want to add to you too is like that designated agent form. I mean, it's not a real complicated, you know, process, but there's, you know, we as our neighbors, we can know the people that have challenges. But then also, too, you know, reach out to us, right? Because as county workers, we can transport ballots as well. So even if, you know someone that may have a disability, we can actually bring the ballot to your house. We can bring the application. We can do all those different things as well. We even bring ballots to people that's actually in the hospital. So, I mean, there's ways how we can do it. But the thing is, just give us more time. Like, we know the people that may have challenges. So as you start thinking about, Danielle, if you're thinking about people inside your community or in your family that got these issues, you know, just reach out to us now and let's try to come up with a plan, you know, beforehand. That way we're not at the last minute just trying to figure it all out.
That's Commissioner Omar Sabir, the chair of the Philadelphia City Commissioners, Commissioner Jamila Weiner, the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Commissioners, and, of course, Barbara Armline, the president and founder of the Transformative Justice Coalition. Jessica, who's next on the call?
Next, we have Keena from West Philly.
I know Keena.
All right. Keena,
thank you, everyone. Thank you, Senator Hughes, for always keeping us informed. I just want to be very, very clear about my takeaway action steps. So are you saying that if you are a registered voter that has been using the mail-in option, that you need to make a plan and based on what has happened, take your ballot either to a drop box or to one of these centers and tell all of the people you know who also take advantage of the mail-in option to do the same?
Would that be the advice? I'll go to my commissioners.
Yes, at this point, you know, before we figure everything out, I would highly recommend just to visit the satellite election office. They can print the ballot out in less than 5 minutes. You'll have it in your possession. You can just, you know, drop it off. You can do it all in one shot, or you could take it home with you and then bring it back. But each one of these satellite, you know, centers is less than between a 5 or 10 minute ride, and they're all accessible to public transportation. Or you can call our office, and, you know, we can bring you the ballot to people that got mobility issues. We can bring the applications directly to the, you know, directly to the senior. We have, you know, agreements with people that's inside of senior homes and, residential homes and rehabilitation centers. So we all can work together. The thing is, it's just the time, right? So let's just not wait till the last minute. So we know people that have ability issues. You know, people that want to plan on voting by mail, again, I highly recommend satellite locations. The ballot should be ready, I would say, around between probably like the middle to the end of September to like around the beginning of October. Those ballots should be ready, you know, for people to go ahead and start voting.
So, and that's an important point for everybody listening. For everybody listening, that's an important point. The ballots are not printed up yet. The ballots are not ready yet. It'll be, as Commissioner Sabir said, you know, towards middle, end of September, early October, before the ballots are ready. Everybody should stay, pay attention to that moment. But the idea of having the conversation now, folks, everybody pay attention, is we need to start organizing and preparing ourselves now for that time, for that when we get deep into voting season. Registration can happen now. You can register to vote now. You don't have to wait until the ballots are printed. You can register to vote now, and everyone get prepared. And I would urge, and for some of the folks who are calling in, I would urge that we all need to be thinking locally on our blocks, in our community, about voter registration efforts that can easily be taken on at a very local level to urge people to register to vote so that when it becomes voting time, then we can go ahead and take the next step. And I would really, really, really encourage that now. This is preparation time. It's only August, but, you know, mid-September, early October, when those ballots get ready, we need to be ready by being registered to vote. Jessica, we're winding up this conversation, but this will not be the last conversation. Jessica, one more call.
Yes, one more call, and we do have several people asking for phone numbers and websites to be repeated, so after this question, if everybody could repeat the info.
Okay.
But next we have David from West Philly. David, you're live.
Hey, David.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, David.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I am a born and raised Democrat. My mother was one. I'm 74 years old, and I'm talking to my grandkids to get out there and vote. Y'all always saying you ain't got this, ain't going to get that. You got to get out there and vote. That's what I wanted to put that in. The young folks must get out there and vote.
That's a good point, David. And we work very closely with an organization called PA Youth Vote, Pennsylvania Youth Vote.
Yeah.
And they do very good work focusing on messaging and talking to young people, talking to the youth, about why it's important to participate, why it's important to vote, why it's important to be engaged. And we will make sure that we put that website out there as we conclude this conversation so that we can all have every tool available to us around this issue of voting. And we are at the end of the hour, so we're going to have to wrap up. We're going to take closing statements. We'll start with Jamila Winder, the chair of the county of the Board of Commissioners for Montgomery County. Jamila, what's your closing comment? And make sure you put that website in there and any relevant phone number, all right?
Well, Kurt, thank you for having me. Every election is an important election, but this is a critical time. I think about Barbara's starting commentary, and Commissioner Sabir, you and I have talked about those that walked across the Edmund Pettus Bridge so that people that look like us could have the right to vote. We're trying to give you this information to give you the appropriate steps so that you know how to register to vote, you know how to be prepared to vote in Monco or Philadelphia County. We want everyone to take advantage of our ancestors' hard fight to ensure that we could vote today. And so we are going to do everything in our power in Montgomery County to ensure that we protect the right to vote. And so I want to encourage everyone, if you want information about our elections in Montgomery County, visit MoncoVotes.com. You can also call us at 610-278-3280. And then you can also email at MoncoVotes@MontgomeryCountyPA.gov. Let's have record turnout this year. We understand what's happening at the federal level. We know the games that are being played, but know that we are committed in Montgomery County and Philadelphia County to protect your right to vote.
There you go. Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate you so very much for jumping on this call. Commissioner Sabir, Chair of the Philadelphia Board of Commissioners, what's your closing comments? Our website and phone number.
Sure. Phone number is 215-686-VOTE. 215-686-VOTE, V-O-T-E. And our website is vote.phila.gov, vote, V-O-T-E, dot phila.gov. And we also have two other commissioners as well. We have Vice Chair Lisa Dilley, and we have Commissioner Bluestein, who's also a resident of the 7th Senatorial District. You have people you can reach out to. You got three commissioners. We're here to service you. And no questions, super questions. We're on WURD every Saturday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. answering questions and filtering out information. Just balance the time, y'all. We see what's happening. Again, I don't like to get punched in the mouth. I know you don't like to get punched in the mouth. So now it's time to punch back. Now it's time to punch back, and I'm here with you when you want to punch back.
Because the more you vote, the more you get. I heard Commissioner Sabir say that on the record. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, Commissioner Sabir. Appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. Barbara Arnwine, wrap us up, my dear. Wrap us up.
Thank you so much. I am just so elated by this call. Thanks for everybody who's gotten on. Thank you, Senator Hughes, for bringing it, making sure people are getting the word. Thank you to the amazing commissioners. Just wonderful. Everyone, the Transformative Justice Coalition, we are here to do everything we can to help facilitate the vote. You can reach us at tjcoalition.org, tjcoalition.org. We are here for you. I just want to remind everybody that John Lewis said, get into good trouble, necessary trouble. I want everyone to be a good troublemaker. Your mosque, your temple, your churches, everybody, let's get engaged. Because he said, if not you, then who? If not now, then when? It is our time. Let's do this, people. Let's vote. Let's make sure we stop the inhumane nonsense that's happening in our country right now so that all Americans are protected, all Americans are given their dignity. Everyone has the rights to which they are entitled under the Constitution. We can make that happen. We can do that by our vote. Thank you so much, Senator.
There you go. That's Barbara Arnwine, Transformative Justice Coalition. You heard her. Now, all these individuals, folks, all these individuals are available in various different formats to continue the conversation and no matter how you want to structure it. All right, it could be a community meeting. It could be a Zoom. It could be a telephone piece like this. Whatever you may want to do, these individuals will be available. Now, Barbara's all over the country, so you know, that may impact her availability just a little bit. But if I know Barbara Arnwine the way I think I know Barbara Arnwine, she will go through hell and high water to try to get the word out. So make sure you follow these folks on the website. Make sure you put your calls in whenever you need to. Jamila Winder is the best in Montgomery County. Omar Sabir is the best in Philadelphia for making sure the issues around voting get addressed. This will not be our last conversation on this, folks. This will not be our last conversation on this. So stay tuned to everything that's going on in our office. Follow us on social media. Call our office if you want more information. This will not be our last conversation. I want to thank all of our guests for joining us this evening. Thanks for everyone for joining us on the telephone town hall, those who listened in, and those who asked questions and gave us suggestions. If you didn't have a chance to ask a question, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for me and my staff, and we will get back to you. Thank you again for your participation. If you have any additional questions or concerns, please call my office at 215-879-7777, 215-879-7777. And as of course, you can always visit my website, senatorhughes.com. Thanks again, everybody. Appreciate you all. Thanks so very much. Bye-bye.
God bless.